I remember the 2019 Pulwama attack. I had written an opinion blog about it in this very publication. The timeline of that entire conflict was the most important key to understanding the hypocrisy of the world leaders. Back then, once the Pulwama incident happened, threats started coming from India about attacking Pakistan. Not much calls of restraint from the world followed after India continued to threaten Pakistan. Then India boasted of not only attacking Pakistan and staying in its airspace for a while, but also of killing around 300 people on Pakistani soil. The world was almost asleep until that moment. Then came the attack from Pakistan, which was defensive in nature. The Indian plane was shot down and its pilot, one Abhinandan Varthaman, was captured. It was right after that capture when the world leaders joined the chorus of noise calling for restraint and de-escalating the tense situation. Not before that. Somehow, threatening and attacking Pakistan is kosher. What is happening this time around is not much different. India is talking about past patterns as the proof of Pakistan's involvement in the attack that happened in Pahalgam. If that becomes the norm of using it as a rationale for attacking another sovereign nation, then the civilization as we know it might cease to exist before the birth of the next generation. Speaking of pattern, well, the real pattern here is an attack on India, followed by Indian threats of attacking Pakistan, and perhaps an actual attack on Pakistan that might happen as was warned by Atta Tharer. That is the pattern the world needs to pay attention to. India is reluctant to provide proof of Pakistan's involvement in this attack, and more disturbingly, it doesn't even feel the need to do so. It has embarked on a diplomatic frenzy, perhaps preparing world leaders for an imminent attack on Pakistan. While the world leaders always remain silent when Israel attacks the Palestinian children, this is a nuclear-armed Pakistan that we are talking about. This might become the most deadly silence for the continued survival of humanity. The only noise that has come from the West is a show of support for India. Kash Patel, the FBI director, has expressed full support for India over the Pahalgam attack. I fail to understand why a domestic investigative agency should have any role or opinion about a global conflict between two nuclear-armed nations halfway across the planet. The understanding at the time of this writing is that India is preparing for attacking Pakistan using past patterns as their nonsensical rationale. However, once an Abhinandan is captured again with a bloody nose, my hope is that the Western world wouldn't aggressively push Pakistan to de-escalate the situation. It sounds like I am making a case for continued war, but think about it for a moment. Every time India attacks and makes a mockery of itself by having their soldiers captured by Pakistan, Big Daddy always comes to rescue them.